God of a breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, this one thing I know, you're still on your throne. Whatever I'm feeling, still got a reason to praise. Praise, praise. Still got a reason to praise. Praise, praise. Still got a reason to praise. 'Cause you're the God of a breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, this one thing I know, you're still on your throne. So whatever I'm feeling, I've still got a reason to
I'm so full this morning I can hardly sing. I said, I'm so full this morning I can hardly sing. I want to pray for Aaron. He's going to speak to us this morning. Lord, we just love you today. We thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you so much for this weekend, for the things, God, that's happened, for the things, God, that will happen. God, there is so much potential in this group of young people. God, I pray for them. I lift them up to you. I thank you for Aaron and all those that help him, Lord, and for Amy and for Samantha, Lord. I just lift them up to you. God, we love you so much, and I pray this morning as Aaron speaks to us, God, we would think about the things that the kids have learned this weekend, that we would apply it to our own lives, Lord, because we know that we are all lost. We all have been lost, Lord, but you are the only way that we can be found. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So, all right, so let me grab my book down here for just a second. I didn't know Rusty was going to call me up there. You guys just kind of bear with me this morning, because if you have ever, there you go. I don't know how that happened. If you have ever, man, I'm just all hung up this morning, decided you were going to speak and not known you were going to speak until the day of, that's kind of what happened with me today. Daryl's asked me, it's not on him, he's asked me for a couple weeks probably, are you going to speak this morning? Are you going to talk this morning? Do I need to prepare something? Obviously, somebody's got to be up here. And I finally told him yes about 8 o'clock this morning. So I was brutally honest. I said, look, I have so many things to share. I don't know that I could fit it all in a time slot for this. But I also, it's too much to write down. So I really do want to share with you guys my experience of the weekend. Before I get to that, I have a couple at least. I hope there's more than two or three, but I mean, two or three is plenty. I hope I have a couple, but they want to share with you guys maybe something of what happened this weekend. Before I bring any of them up here, I want to let you know how this started. So we started Merge last year with a booklet. Looks something like this. We've been doing Merge now. I found it on my timeline, and I'll save that for the end too. But we've been doing Merge now. I have been here. I believe this will be 7th year that I have been the leader over Merge here at this church. And last year we started with Pause. And so as successful as that was for them to be able to take just a little bit of time out of their day and to put it aside and say, all right, all these things that are going on in my life, I need to reset. And that's basically what Pause was. It was a reset to get God back at the forefront. And so this year, as good as that was, we said, hey, we'll use these same books. And I honestly don't know how it came about, and I've shared this story with you guys. I don't know how it came about, but God was working on us for this weekend way before we even knew this is what we were going to do. I'd reached out to several churches. Jason, I don't think you've heard this story yet, but we'd reached out to several churches about starting Merge up. Hey, it's almost Christmas. We need to really plan and get ahead of this and figure out. We've got probably more kids than last year coming. We need to figure this out, and we were right. At some point in count, it was 150-ish kids this year. We had our biggest group that we've had since I've been doing it here, over 40 students, and God was planning that way before we even knew it was coming. And so we started making phone calls, and I started talking to some of the people and like, hey, we need to do this year, and we need to do that. We need to add a speaking session. That was on our list. And we need to make sure that, you know, we've got everything ready for the kids rode a mechanical bull. You may have seen pictures of that. I mean, there's just several things that go into getting a weekend event like this ready. And we had no idea that God had already been working on us before then. The biggest thing for me, we had planned the weekend. Me and Daryl said, hey, this is the weekend that probably works best for us. But when I started talking to the other youth leaders, they had met behind my back. They had talked about it and said, hey, we've already scheduled it for a weekend. I said, well, what weekend is it? Well, it's the same weekend me and Daryl talked about. So God took care of us there. March 8th, 9th, and 10th was already jotted down on our calendar, God knew that. We had talked about possibly adding a second speaking session, or a third. Usually we do two. We did a Friday night and a Saturday night, and I really wanted to do a third. Well, in there talking without me, they had already committed to doing a third session with the speaker. That was already wrote down, so God did that. The biggest one, so real, it's hard to talk about, is I'd been doing a lot of research trying to figure out what study God would use next. Where does he want us to go with all these kids that we're going to have? And so I had printed out on my desk at work, I remember like it was yesterday, 40-something pages of Lost and Found. And I didn't even have a book yet. We didn't even order these. And so as I started talking to Chase and I started talking to Josh, I said, guys, I think I've really found something here. He said, well, we've already got a study. And I said, okay. I said, well, I'm telling you, you know, we kind of went off of last year with them books. I think it really worked really well. He said, well, we're going with the books. And I said, well, what have you found? He goes, it's called Lost and Found. And I almost broke down. Of the thousands of studies, of the hundreds of places that you can look for youth books and material, we'd picked the same one. And it wasn't us. You know, it never was us. And God had been working on it for a long time before we saw it. And I can be honest and tell you, up until last night, I didn't fully grasp why. And the kids, you can see it on their faces. You can tell it in their lives. God's been working on them for a long time, too. And it's just such a joy to lead a group that has so much, like Rusty, the potential. That's the word for the day. They have so much potential to do things for Christ, more than I have ever could have done it at their age, more than most of you could have imagined the courage that these kids really have, the potential that they have to just say, you know what, God, you're going to be the most important thing in my life because the world's just not cutting it anymore. So I don't want to talk you guys up too much because I don't want to make you nervous, but I know there's a couple of you that want to say something. I'm going to let you talk, and then I'll come up and talk for a bit. Who wants to be first? Ethan? All right, this is Ethan.
Good morning. I just want to start off by saying that I'm honored to be part of the youth group. I have all my respect goes out to everyone in the youth group, and it's just such an honor to be a part of it. And this past weekend has really changed my perspective on things and stuff like that. What I got out of it is we all go through our struggles, and we share them same struggles with everybody else. And what we did last night is we did our book and stuff like that, and then Jason shared us his story before that, and he asked us, he was like, if you have something on your heart or on your mind that's separating you from God, this is the time to come out, confess. And way before in our booklets, it said, it had this scale, and it said how are you doing on surrendering from 1 to 10? I think I put an 8 or a 9 on there because I've been struggling with something that that really has been separating me from God. And and so whenever he gave me that opportunity to come out and to confess it, I did it, and then I confessed what I've been struggling with. And as soon as I did my confession, it felt like a weight was lifted over off my shoulders, and I felt so good afterwards. And then other people what really inspired me to come out is Aaron. He talked about his struggles and what he's been dealing with, and so it made me to confess and give me the strength to come out and confess. And so And it brought other kids in the youth group to come out and confess. And it was something you had to been there to really get the full experience of. And it was just it was a good time.
You want to talk? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll let you guys pass it down if you want. This is...
I just want to say that this is my home church, but I've never felt more welcomed and more like involved in like a group or like a youth or anything than I did last night. I felt my closest to God in revival in September of last year, and I was on fire for God, like inviting all my friends to church, all that. And then it kind of like went out, that flame did, for a while. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. Like, stuff was going wrong. I didn't know how I could get that fire back on. And so last night, whenever everybody was in that circle, and we all just started opening up, and it just really, like, that flame, this whole weekend has led up to me having that flame built back, and now I'm on fire again. And it's just such a blessing. And I just want to say that this weekend has been the biggest blessing I could have ever asked for. I thought it was just going to be fun and games, but in reality, it was... God is doing work in all of our lives. You said there's over 40 kids here, and I'm sure that all of us have been changed in some way by this weekend. And I've grown closer to everyone here. I think all of our lives have just been changed in a mighty way because of not only just of last night and all of our confessions and all that, but just growing closer to God through this weekend has been so incredible. And just like just seeing the change in different people and just seeing them be able to open up, and most people don't have anybody to open up to anyways, and seeing them just have 20 guys around open up and have confidence in each other and themselves is just such a blessing. And I just wanted to say thank you to all y'all for all y'all have done and for allowing me to be able to come here and just have a great weekend.
You want to go too? Okay. All right. So we got maybe Kobe and one more.
All right, first off, I want to thank everybody who let them stay at their houses and people who donated stuff for us. It truly didn't go unnoticed, and it really made a big difference in this week. God moved a lot of people. He moved me especially. He turned my life around this weekend. I would say the part that hit me the most was the group talk about the prodigal son. And I feel like I can relate to both this younger and the older son. The younger son who left, took the dad's money and took advantage of him and left and had nothing. He, you know, you would think it would ruin that relationship. But whenever the son came back, God was right there with open arms, no matter what. And that just shows that no matter what I've gone through, no matter what anybody's gone through, you can turn back and he will truly love you and he will take care of you. And with the older son, you know, like if you go and you think that you've done better than somebody else, you're wrong. All sin is equal, and no matter what you've done, it doesn't put you over somebody else, I would say. And I believe that we're all equal and we all have the equal chance to be with God, and God loves us all the same. And yeah, it was a special weekend. The preacher was great. He was somebody who we could relate to, and he was somebody who really touched my heart this week. But yeah, it was a great weekend, and I believe it was a critical point in my life.
So this weekend, God really moved me. So I've really been struggling with stuff I haven't told people, and it's just been keeping me from God. And last night, the guy who was preaching, Brad, he mentioned about a string that it was just stupid. He lost one of his best friends because he wanted to fit in with everybody. He wanted a friendship bracelet. But it was just something stupid, and he lost a friend because of it. And I've really been struggling with stuff like that. And last night, it really touched me. And I went to the altar, and I just let go of everything that has been keeping me from God. And just this past few months, I've been really struggling with not talking and just giving everything to God. And this weekend, I let everything go. and it just was amazing. And that's it.
Good job. It's hard to explain if you weren't there. And I was with the guys when we did our groups. I didn't get to participate. Obviously, the girls had their sessions, but it's almost like God had his hand, and the same thing was going on in both. It's so crazy. Doesn't look like anybody's like, hey, I want to talk next. So I'm going to ask if Jason wants to or Bailey wants to say anything. I'm going to give you all a chance to. I doubt I could drag Clem up here, so that's okay. But if you want to, you guys are welcome to. Just real quickly before I get into mine. It's okay. You and me.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll try not to get too emotional because it was a very special weekend getting to hang out with these young men who, and the women, they all have a calling on their lives. This group is very special. I see great things with them. I really do. And I just want to thank, Aaron, Daryl, for having me, for letting me lead these boys. God did something special last night in our group, and if I could just share that with everybody. We were standing in a circle. Aaron led us with things that he wanted to get off his chest, and the Bible says in James 5:16 that if you confess your sins to one another and pray for each other, you will be healed. That's what the Word of God says to do. And so many times the enemy wants us to keep those things in the dark. And we talked about some heavy stuff last night, and what these young men did, and the women too, but what these young men did was something that a lot of us seasoned saints will not do. And I see a lot of courage and boldness in them. And because, you know, in our religion, our religiosity, we think that we have it all together, and we don't. You know, we don't. And we need to get I told them, when things are in the dark in your life and you've got some sort of sin, for me, I told them it was always lust, pornography. I don't have to preach a sermon on that. I know the statistics. And this church is not immune from that. I know the statistics. Doesn't matter how old you are. But when you keep something in the dark, it will always have some sort of power over your life. When you expose it, when you confess it, it now loses its power. And all these boys experienced a certain level of freedom last night. And I was just grateful to be a part of it. It was just a special move of God. Aaron started it, and then I said, does anybody else want to share it? And nobody said anything. I said, is everybody good? And I just looked across the circle, and one kid was shaking his head no, and man, that just broke my heart, you know. And as he shook his head, everybody else started sharing, and it just literally, we went around the entire circle almost, and everybody shared something. And by the end of it, we were all crying. And we prayed, and man, we just experienced a lot of victory. I told Ethan we put it to the devil last night, and he said it was a blowout. It was 50-0. And but with that being said, you know, when you experience things like that, the enemy tries to come back in afterwards. And so I'm praying for protection over you guys, because he doesn't like what has happened this weekend. He actually hates it. He may try to come after you harder. And so you've got to press into God even more. You can't just experience this high and then go back, okay? Don't be one of those people that's high and low all the time, all right? Be steady. Be consistent with your relationship with God. Seek him day in and day out, all right? But yeah, it's just a special weekend. I wish all of you could have been there. It was very special what happened. It's hard to explain, really. Hard to put into words. But I just grateful to be a small part in these kids' lives this weekend. So love you guys very much. Thank you for just let me be a part of it. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, good. She is coming up here. So I didn't know Bailey. I couldn't have picked her out of a lineup. It's kind of through some other people in this church that she was able to come and volunteer as one of our leaders. Her and Clem co-led our women's, our young ladies group. And I said the one thing that I said about you is because I talked to you on the phone countless number of times for this. I said, you look exactly like you sound. And that's a compliment. And so I loved it. I was like, I could pick her out then when I seen her. So I'm so thankful that you came this week, and we'll let you share your part.
I brought my tissue up here because I already know I'm going to cry. I came into this, like he said, I knew some of you, but I didn't know all of you. And this is something that I had the opportunity to, an opportunity to serve. The Lord had given me opportunity to serve. And something that I prayed about, and I'm like, God, I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified to host these girls and to lead them in my home. I've never done anything like this before. You know, I don't feel qualified. And he was like, just step out. Just step out in faith. Just step out and know that I will give you the words to say. I will provide. So I prayed over the weekend. Then I got back with Aaron, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So I kicked my two toddlers and my husband out for the weekend. And it was just such a blessing being able to lead with Clem. She did a wonderful job, and just watching her grow spiritually over the weekend and transition into that leader role. Me and Clem had kind of known of each other, and we had kind of talked here and there, but I feel like we got to know each other on a different level this weekend. And so it was awesome being able to lead with her. But not only in our group sessions, we were able to discuss the Word of God and how to apply it to our lives, but when we went home or back to my house, just the vulnerability and the truth that these girls were speaking to each other, just the unity that they were able to come together and to know that, you know, we all mess up, we all fail. Sorry. And I did not really know any of these girls, but I've grown to love them in the past few days. And that's how good God's love is for us and for each other. We can go from not knowing each other to loving each other so deeply. And I feel like I've gotten to know them so well. And one of the girls said last night before they went to bed, they said, I love you guys. And I didn't say it back. And I laid down and I was thinking, God got a hold of me and he said, you love them, say it. You love them, say it. And so this morning, I got the chance to talk to them and I was like, I didn't tell you that I loved you guys last night, and I do. And I don't always have the answers. I don't feel qualified, but I feel called. And that's like I told them, step out when you're not qualified. Step out when you're called. And God will provide. He will lead you through the Holy Spirit. He'll give you the words to say. And like this morning, God just kind of gave this to me. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. And I know that we hear that all the time, but let your love for God be bigger than what you're afraid of. Because fear is not from the Lord. And so I just want to thank all of you guys for allowing me to, I wouldn't even say speak into you because you guys spoke into me just the same. But just for allowing me to transition through this. And I've watched you, some of you ladies, just transform this weekend. You guys have great kids. And I'm not just saying that. You guys have wonderful kids. And I see a lot of leaders in this group, not only the girls, but the boys too. I didn't get to spend just a whole lot of time with the boys, but just I would see them here and there helping other people, doing things for other people, doing things when not asked, and any ability to serve, they were in there. So I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for allowing me to be part of this weekend. And God is just good. He's good all the time.
All right, make sure this other mic's on. I'm going to switch over. So that is a small part of what we... No, they're not a small part. The leaders are the big part of the group, but that's just a small sliver of what we dealt with this weekend. The confessions, the close time from the small groups, God was in all of that more than we could have ever imagined. I think if I had to say my biggest takeaway just right off the bat, I would say that is by far my biggest takeaway. I was expecting big things. I told Daryl coming in this weekend, I was expecting big things. But out of the thousands of scenarios, I never would have imagined we'd have went through what we've been through in the last 24 hours. You know, we have church on Sundays, and we're up here, Daryl or I, for 30 minutes at a time, and we call it church. We stood in a circle in the youth room with 25 guys last night for over almost two and a half hours, standing in a circle, just loving on each other, encouraging each other, praying for each other. And that's true church. You know, if you want to have church, that's a great way to have church. Bailey, you didn't know you were speaking to me. You're preaching to me up here. One of my biggest things I struggle with is the fear of doing this. I absolutely am called for these kids. I've felt that now for several years. I feel called, and I'm dealing with the call of preaching. I'm dealing with the call of standing up here. Am I really called to do this? I know that I'm called to share what's happened this weekend. That's what makes it easy for me to stand up here. You guys should know how powerful this weekend is and how great our God is. And that's kind of what I wanted to share a little bit with you today. When we started Merge last year, I asked them one question. We've talked about it three or four times. You guys know the question. Somebody tell me, what was the question from last year? Close. That's this year. Is growing closer to God important to you? That's the question we asked them a year ago. And we still had two or three that remembered that from last year. And you guys, some of y'all may have remembered it as well. It's uncanny how well it tied into this year's lesson. Last year, is growing closer to God important to you? This year, are you willing to change? You see how that follows each other? It's amazing. And what happened was, we was trying to find out, is this something that's just a phase? Are we trying to really hone in? And we found out through our youth group and through the growth that we've had that growing closer to God was important to them. Now what's the next step? Are we willing to change? Are we willing to say yes to God? Are we willing to surrender to God? And through this whole week of Lost and Found, you guys, Lost and Found has so many meanings. Lost and Found right now, part of it is how many extra clothes we have from the boys' bathroom. And we're going to have to start a Lost and Found in there because of all the stuff in there that they haven't picked up. Lost and Found can mean, I told them the story about my wife losing the diamond out of her first engagement ring and how that search went on for seemed like weeks that we tried to find that thing. You know, just you think about things that are really important to you and the things that are the utmost important to you, what it would mean to find something that you've lost. And then that's where we got into the story in Luke 15 of how Jesus searches for us and how, you know, we want these kids, we want to pour in to the youth group just the same as I want to pour into the church. We have, you know, Bailey said it best, we have a great group of leaders and young kids with supernatural abilities to do things I never would have been able to do at their age. But the fact that I'm up here now, I'm trying to overcome my fear. I feel just the same as she does. I don't feel qualified for this. Matter of fact, I can point to several times in my life where I neglected my Bible study and my prayer time and all those things because I thought, well, if I don't do those things, then God's not going to call me to do it. True story. If I am supposed to get up there and preach, God is going to, like by osmosis, I'll sleep on my Bible and I'll learn it that way. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking God would do. But God does not, he does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. We find it over and over through the stories. First night, we talked about what sin was. We all sin. We all fall short. We all sin. And there's only one remedy for that, and that is Christ. And that's an important place to start. When you talk about being lost, it's important to realize we're all lost. Without Jesus, every one of us in this room is lost. And that's where it starts. That's the top of the t-shirt, right? So you look, how do we go from being lost to being found? Well, that's when we dug a little bit deeper. The second day, we moved into the Luke 15, the prodigal son. And it, like Kobe said, that one stuck out to him. He relates to both, maybe even sometimes more so the older son. If you feel like you make the right decisions a lot of times and you live the right way, that's how I grew up. I grew up in church. I had a good home family and a church home and all those things, and I feel like I made a lot of right decisions a lot of the time. And when things didn't go like I thought they should, I questioned it. God, these people don't go to church. Why do they get to do these things? Why do they get to have these things? Why? It always becomes so selfish. And the problem is, it's hard to be grateful when you're always being selfish. You can't be both at the same time. And so God had to flip my heart on that and teach me how to be a little bit more grateful and a lot more vulnerable. You've heard them up here talk about last night. It was a little bit of a quiet group before I told them what I was struggling with. But in order for them to trust me that I really cared enough to love them, they had to know that I could be vulnerable with them as well. And we can be like that with God. God's waiting on us to be vulnerable with him. He's waiting on us to tell him, hey, this is what is going on in my life. This is what I'm struggling with, God. And he wants us to lay it down up here. See, the great thing about that is once we lay it down, we don't have to pick it back up. It's not something we go through and be like, all right, God, I'm gonna take this down. I'm going to lay it here on Sunday. But then when I leave, I'm going to carry it back out the door with me. We do that a lot, don't we? I do. And it's not something we are called to do. God says, lay it down and leave it there. We talked about the third session. We moved from the prodigal son and what it feels like to truly just turn your life around. See, that was the prodigal son, the big turning point in his life when he was looking at the pig slot and realized, I just can't do this anymore. He'd hit rock bottom, as we called it. And when he hit that turning point and said, you know what, I'm ready to turn my life around and change, that's when things turned around for him. He was ready to come back home. Well, the third part of our sessions led us into learning something about surrender. So you can only really have forgiveness and freedom in the Lord with surrender. When you finally give up and say, God, I'm done trying it myself. I'm done trying to do all this myself. I'm ready to try it your way. That's where the freedom comes in. It's not freedom to feel like you can do whatever you want to do all the time. The freedom is that no matter what happens in my life, God's in control of it. That's where the true freedom comes in. And then last night, we summed it up with found. What it means to be truly found by God. God is always searching for us. From the time that we are born until the time that we're saved and we pass on, God is looking. We are the lost sheep. We're the one. I think that one resonated with the kids as much as anything. Because we all know what it's like to be part of a pack. We all know what it's like to want to fit in. But then when one's astray and God leaves everything else to go find the one that's that important to him. Just like Samantha and I would go search for that diamond. It was just that important to go search and take time out to do everything else. God leaves everything else because we are that important. We are the one. And you know what? To be honest with you guys, the one becomes that much more important when the one is you. The one is me. The one is you. And when you realize God left everything, we told them that this weekend. If you were the only person on the earth, God would have still came and died. He loves you that much. If you were the only person on the earth, he would have still done that. That's how much he loves you. It's hard for us to grasp. It's also important to understand that God did not die for who you could become. He didn't die for the youth leader that I could be in 10 years or 8 years or however long it is. He died for me just as I was when I was in the depths of my sin and struggles. And it's one of those things where you can't say it enough. Matt, you got a picture for me up there? Matt, I asked Matt to put a picture up on the screen. You might know what that is? That's a sheep. And I've seen it on Facebook a couple times, the story that goes along with it. I won't even try to paraphrase it. It's just the picture stuck out in my head so much. because this is a sheep that's got separated from his shepherd. And I don't know, 15 minutes, a couple hours, I don't know long, Daryl may know how long it took him to shear that sheep after. 10 or 15 minutes. 10 or 15 minutes with the shepherd, and it had it walking around like it was normal again. But what stands out to me is that so many times when we get separated from the shepherd, we end up carrying around so many more burdens and so much shame and so much we just can't let go of. And we feel like it's all on us. God, you can't love me like I am. God, you got to help me get this figured. God, I can figure this out and then I'll come back to you. That's what we try to do a lot of times. And even the speaker, Brad, he said he was always trying to figure out how to tell people it's not, you don't get cleaned up to come to God. You go to God and he'll clean you up. That's the message we should be portraying. It's not anything that I can do or you can do. God's the only way to do that. I'm going to try to share this before I'm done. This is something I was looking up last night as we were talking. And I looked up lost sheep on Facebook to find a picture. That's what I was looking for. And when I Googled lost sheep, one of the first posts that came up on my Facebook, of course it's not going to work now, that's fine. One of the first posts that came up on my Facebook was the first merge that we were in charge of, 2018 January. And I'll probably share it again because it spoke to me the last 2 days so much I just can't explain it. But we had a group of kids up here. Nat was there. We had a bunch of kids up here on the stage. First time I'd ever been through something like that. And I must have typed 1,000 words on Facebook. Some of you guys are like, look at that post, and you'd be like, nope. That's just how quick you're not reading all that, you know. But I went back through and read it. And it was just over and over how God's really doing something special here. God's really calling some people here. He was calling me here. And as I scrolled down to the bottom, 4 or 5 pages later, I got to the end, and one of the things it said, and this is why it came up, it said, we had 6 salvations at Merge. But I wouldn't have cared if it was just one. Because one is enough for God to leave the 99, because we're all lost sheep. 7 years ago, still dealing with the same stuff. Still, as Daniel said, that'll preach constantly, because it's the same story. God is always searching for us. And I guarantee you, we've had salvations this weekend. We're going to have baptisms. God's doing amazing things in this group, in this community. But we have to always remember we're the one. And we want to help God find the one in someone else. That's our job as Christians. That's what we're called to do. That's what you guys are called to do, to go out into the communities. We used to have a sign sitting out here. It said, now entering the mission field. That's your job. It may still be out there. I don't know if it's... Okay. That's our job, to enter the mission field, to go out and search for the one, because that's what God's doing. We're going to have a short time of invitation. I don't know who's coming up here. But I'm going to just talk for just a second before they get started, because this is what I want to ask you guys. We asked the youth group this year to just be honest with yourself. Our speaker last night, he held out his hand and pretended like he was holding that bracelet, like she talked about. The one thing that just didn't, he lost his best friend over a friendship bracelet, if that's ironic. And it was just one thing that he seemed to want more than anything else. But it was just a stupid string, a stupid piece of yarn, as he put it. What is the one thing that's holding you back from changing your life? The question is, do you want to change? I want to change. I want God to change me, and he's doing that. I want God to change them, and he's doing that. Do you want God to change you? So it's very simple this morning. There's going to be several that may want to just come and pray. You can pray for whatever you want to pray for this morning. But if you want God to change you, then I challenge you to come and pray for that. Because I promise you, it may take 7 years for you to realize it. It may take a whole bunch of knuckleheads hanging out till 3 a.m. for you to realize it. But God will change you if you ask him to. And God will let you do that. Let's go ahead and stand. I'm going to pray real quick. God, as we come to this time of invitation, Lord, I pray that you will see the hearts in this room, that you will just see through all the mess and all the struggles, and Lord, just get to the root of what's going through in our lives. Lord, I pray that you will continue to just put your hand on us, to encourage us, and just help us see, Lord, that you are the only one that can truly fix us. Our struggles and our sin seem to weigh us down. We want to do it ourselves. But Lord, if we want to change that, you are the only answer and you are the only way to do that. Lord, I pray that everyone here will just be able to give that over to you and leave it here at this altar today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.